not all of you are Star Wars crazy, but there's some new movies that aren't far away, and Shane Wright has written a story in the West today. Some of the stats are absolutely mind-blowing. Star Wars made more than $750 million, that's $2.8 billion in today's dollars. More than 65,000 people said their religion was Jedi in Australia's 2011 census. I'm not sure they're actually joking. It is a phenomenon, Star Wars, hugely popular. Natalie Collins is a senior lecturer of communications and arts at ECU, and she features there in a great picture with a lightsaber and everything else. Natalie's been good enough to give us some time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you remember the impact when you first sat down, Natalie, and watched Star Wars?
Absolutely. I have to say, I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm one of those people who watches movies for the outfits as well. Like they had me at the fashion, really.
How much of that fashion have you collected along the way?
Well, I mean, in the newspaper today, I am wearing my Darth Vader outfit, which the photographer could tell you no one at my work was surprised to see me wear. They just walked past when I was there with my lifesaver going, "Hey, Natalie, how's it going?" It's just another day for them.
Natalie, why do you think it's been so successful? I think just reading in the article before the second installment of the Star Wars series came out, I think in the US 45% of the entire population had seen the original Star Wars. Why so popular?
Well, when George Lucas wrote Star Wars, he actually wrote it to be popular. He used very specific themes and very specific things that had worked in stories for thousands and thousands of years. And in fact, at the time he wrote it, which was in the 70s, there was a very popular writer named Joseph Campbell who had consolidated myths and legends and religious stories into one overreaching story. And he used that as kind of a template for what Star Wars was about. So Star Wars was actually written to resonate, and it did.
And some of those themes, if we look through mythology, you know, good v. evil, wise, I guess, against evil as well, when you think of people like Darth Vader and Yoda, for example?
Sure. I mean, there's the other researcher that was pointed out in the article really astutely, I think, the concept of the fallen angel, which is, you know, Darth Vader going over to the dark side. The idea that you have a mentor with magical powers, which is, you know, what Yoda is, you know, the wise old man who steps in, who's a father figure when there is no father figure to lead you. There are a whole bunch of themes like that in there that resonate well. And I was making a comment about the outfits, but even when you look at, you know, what Darth Vader wears, one of the really things that resonate with particularly young children who wouldn't have seen it and who don't understand it is they can look at Darth Vader and they understand what that is. You know what I'm saying? And
they know straight away.
Yeah, and they know that, you know, like basically Yoda's wearing a bathrobe and that's okay. You know, so that means he's a good guy.
Natalie, what's your expectations for the next movies?
Well, I mean, I feel like you know, they're going to play into, you know, the rest of the series pretty well, and certainly they got the right director who, you know, who did a reboot of Star Trek, and I feel like though there's a certain amount of loyalty to the first few. Even now, when you look at the special effects, and they're not what they were when it first came out. I don't know how old you are, but I certainly remember when those were amazing. But it is very hard to live up to an original anything.
Yeah. What did you make of the Phantom Menace installments?
I mean, to be quite honest with you, I'm one of those people who believes that the original has impact, partly because it is so original when you see it. When it came out, it was something we hadn't really seen before quite like that. And so it's very hard to have that happening over and over. So in a sense, you know, my interest was not as pronounced. To be quite frank, I was a little bit disappointed at the role of women in the later movies, which I thought, you know, they could have played a larger, more important role. However, the outfits were still amazing, so I wasn't too disappointed. And I also think you have to take things for what they're worth. And if you've got loyalty to the whole canon, you go there, you watch it, you enjoy it for what it is.
Have you written a thesis on Star Wars? I think my producer was saying something like that. Is that correct?
Well, I have written my thesis. My PhD thesis was on people who treat products like a religion. So it could be Star Wars, Star Trek, could be an iPhone. It could be, in fact, I wrote a paper, one of the papers that I wrote was on The Big Lebowski and the cult status of that film, which was unintentional, unlike the Star Wars bit where George Lucas knew not only if it became popular, not only why, but he was very careful to do the merchandising rights a particular way so he would profit from them. So he was actually very clever in that respect.
I have to ask you this one, and you've probably been asked a million times, so I apologize for it. One character from Star Wars, who's your favorite?
Well, you know, I'd like to say Yoda, because I'd like to imagine myself, especially at my age, as being, you know, the wiser, you know, a nurturing type of person. But really, when I was walking around in that Darth Vader outfit at work and then going to a staff meeting, I felt pretty good. I got to be honest.
Have you got your tickets? Are they on sale yet? Is that where it's at the moment?
Yeah, well, I have to say that I have someone who organizes such things for me. I'm very lucky in my life, and so I have an expectation to definitely be there and enjoy the vibe. I think that's what's really important, is that when you're in the theater, it's not just about the movie. It's about the other people enjoying it with you.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon.
Thank you. Take care.
Natalie Collins, Senior Lecturer of Communications and Arts at ECU. If you want to see that Darth Vader outfit, you can see the picture in the West Today article written by Shane Wright. Picture taken by...
Thank you so much for that, Natalie. That was awesome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.